Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to Let's Red Table That, the official Red Table Talk fan rewatch podcast. We're going to dive deep on all the can't believe it moments from the famous Red Table and make it a party. I'm Tracy T. Rowe.
And I'm Kara Presley, and you will know us. You are getting to know us. We are your Red Table Talk OGs. Let's kick it off. How have we been?
My fellow OG, I'm doing just great. But this has been, like, amazing. I'm just claiming springtime. I'm ready.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm ready for spring. I'm super ready for spring. You know, I'm ready for new beginnings. New beginnings for the season.
Yes.
New beginnings for the flowers and the trees. And
yes.
Us. New beginnings yes. for us. So I'm
yes.
super excited to just be everybody's favorite OG, right? We are the
right.
Red Table Talk OGs.
Right.
Kara and Tracy, I'm just excited. Do you guys hear my dog barking? I'm sorry. Can you guys hear that at all? She's outside. I could go get her. Let me just go get her. I think she's going to continue to bark. Hold on just a second. Bella is real life Benji. So yesterday she got caught in the creek. Like she
oh,
just my neighbors bring
I
her
love
back.
Benji.
They're like, oh, we saw her up at thing. But I think she has another owner. I think she stays over there sometimes. It does
wow.
not make sense. She will not come back. And then at like 7 o'clock in the morning, she's like, Arf, like, let me in. And I'm like, oh, let me get up. Like, cause you run my life.
So now I have to know, you told us, we know about our sweet Bella,
yes.
your
yes.
beloved baby, and my Mary J. Blige voice. I got a question for you. So I want you to tell us all about yourself.
I am Kara Presley. I am from Richmond, Virginia. I am successful. I'm a mom. I'm a daughter. I'm an auntie. I'm a cousin, I'm a niece, I'm a friend, and I am a RTTOG. I have one of the biggest Red Table Talk communities on Facebook, so that is who I am. Girl, shout out to my friend, Dr. Chantel Chambliss, who is the executive director of Dress for Success. She is supportive of any woman doing woman things in Richmond, Virginia. She was my second member, and then after the first week or so, we had like 300 people. And then after that, we grew to like 30,000 people in like 2 months. And it might have been a little bit longer than that, but even still, like within 90 days. And after we got up to, I want to say closer to 40,000 people, that's when Jada reached out to us. Like Jada Willow and Gam did a video and they were like, thanks for just supporting us. And we want to support you. And from 30, 40, 50, 60, past 100,000 now. So we're up to 115,000 plus and still growing, consistently growing. Millions of views a month. The group, like, expands beyond, like, Canada, all 50 states. Like, it's a vibe. And we are one of the biggest Red Table Talk groups. But just because we're big in numbers doesn't mean the other groups aren't as well. So shout out to the other RTTOGs because we are a full-on family. Especially your Memphis group. Memphis sister friends, yeah. To be exact.
Yeah, give it up for Memphis. The 901 yes. is definitely being represented here. I am 100% 901. I am on Facebook all the time. And when I saw that there was a show coming out on Facebook Watch that included Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow, who I already adored, and then Gammy, who I had known about but had never really known about, I was hooked. I couldn't wait for the premiere. So episode one, season one, I was glued. My eyeballs were on that screen. And I want you to know that they have kept me in. I have been locked in and addicted and 100% connected. I think I'm called the super duper fan. I'm calling myself a super duper fan. That's how I started watching them, was because I, you know, love Jada Pinkett Smith, number one, and just wanted to connect with her and see how she truly has her, you know, perspective and take on life. Our group was formed, interestingly enough, after the model. We used the model. Mm-hmm. There were three of us that got together and had a conversation about an article that was written about a black mother and her daughter. It was the daughter, mm-hmm. and she had written it in a pseudonym because she was talking about her mom. And you know, if you're mm-hmm. talking about your mama now, you got to be careful.
And the black community, we just...
Right.
Did you see Bertha's daughter talk about her?
Right.
Okay.
We don't vibe right. on that. And so she didn't use her real name, but her story was real, and the article was heartfelt and sincere. Mm-hmm, and we mm-hmm. connected and said we're using the platform that the Red Table Talk platform is based on, with truth and talking about hard topics and being able to just share. And mm-hmm. talking about your mom is a taboo topic for us. And so we had a just phenomenal engagement where people were able to unburden themselves, and the community was really developed from the people that we intentionally invited because we wanted mm-hmm. there to be people that were from each of our paths. And so we were really excited about having that conversation. And that was how the Memphis Sister Friends started. I can tell you, for me, I started watching, like you, I started watching Red Table Talk at the very beginning. First episode, one, season one, I was there.
Locked glued, in, right?
100% locked right. in, eyeballs glued to the screen. I wanted to see right. what they were talking about because it was just never done. You never right. saw women of color in three generations having real conversations with yeah. each other, and yeah, especially yeah. not in public, right. not right. in a well, public forum.
And with a certain stature that we all have just, you know, like they're putting themselves on the line. Very sacrificial. I loved it.
And so transparent.
Transparent.
And
right.
I was hooked from the first episode. I was hooked. I loved it. We used the platform to mm-hmm. have the conversations and have the transparency. The group was small, intentional, so that we could maintain the integrity of that circle of trust and establish a covenant. I also have to tell you, from a personal perspective, it's really wonderful to be in a position where you can see people live in their authentic truths.
Yes,
and they
absolutely.
Do that. And I can tell you, it took me years, literal years, to be able to stand firm and say, here is who I am as a woman, as a black woman, as a short woman, and as a gay woman. And for years, I was everything that people wanted me to be and happy about it, but I wasn't ever really open about being with my wife. And so it was difficult. And so I had to take ownership of that. I'm grateful that being able to see people live in their authentic truth, whether it was something that was difficult or easy, is what they did. So I'm grateful for that. The people and community with Red Table Talk connect at least once per week for an episode, learn something, they share something, they grow. And hopefully what's happening is that they're giving that information so that other people have the opportunity to learn and grow and share.
Being super transparent, I lost my brother in March to cancer, and it was super fast. We had just gotten through the pandemic, and my job was doing something I ain't like. And I was like, you know, we at the fork in the road, and I'm either going to choose me and do this for me for another 20 years, or I am going to fight it out at the job. And I decided to fight for myself. So, you know, the week I retired from 20 years of government service, we went to Jada Pinkett Smith's house. So we were at the first annual RTT cookout. And from there, man, we had such a great time and won an Emmy. And we just had such a vibe meeting our OGs, our RTT OGs. Having said all that, as the career cheerleader, Red Table Talk has been a part of that because it helped me realize how much more I was of a woman. So I was able to watch the show and be engulfed and found my place because these women were just like me. Jada Pinkett was a Stony from Set It Off. Like, who doesn't love what Jada's doing? She's a woman. Seen her acting. We've seen her be a mom. Like, okay, so she has another part of her life. Like, I just felt like she was trying to show the world, I'm just like you guys. We're out here having conversations, trying to figure things out. So I started watching and tried to engage. And I was like, I'm going to build a community with women in my city because, like, I want to go to brunch. I want to go have drinks. I want to go talk with other women like myself in the same city and do those things and talk about this show or have our own show or own conversation. So it really gave me the launch pad to really fully stand in the woman that I am today. I feel like it did like the same for you because you were one of the first groups that Red Table Talk visited and came out to see. So just
for one heartbeat, the community is one that we align ourselves with what the topics are, which I love that. So if the topic is about, you know, gosh, pick one because we've had so many great episodes. We, like, mental health was one. We then have a conversation about mental health. We talk about the things that were on there so we can have some insight and just dig a little deeper into them, which I love that. We have so many different things in our community that are unspoken and that are unheard and that need to be shared.
I'm so excited about hosting Let's Red Table That because it's going to bring life to all of the conversations we were already having anyway. I think that's something that's exciting because we've already been doing this. We've thought these things. We felt these feelings. We know what love is like. We know what heartbreak is like. We all have anxiety since the pandemic. We are trying to heal. We are trying to figure it out. And instead of thinking you're by yourself, you get to figure it out with other people who look like you, feel like you, and have gone through the exact same situation. So that's why I always love Red Table Talk. That's why I'll continue to come back. And that's why I'm glad we can continue to build community from a podcast standpoint. So this is going to be exciting. I love that. On every episode of Let's Red Table That, we are going to be sharing messages from all of you. We want to know how you're feeling about this new season of Red Table Talk. What makes you happy? What are you connecting with? We want to hear all about it. We are open to talk about any and everything with you. So send in your questions at letsredtablethat@redtabletalk.com. Listen, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for choosing us as your favorite podcast today. Make sure you subscribe on the iHeartRadio app and please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back next week for another episode of Let's Red Table That.